Welcome to Life Workshop, where we discuss the forgotten basics. Hi everyone, again it's us, the most favorite host and co-host, Mo and Bo.
Hello.
It rhymes better actually, Mo and Bo, than Mo and Doug.
You're laying it on thick now, eh?
So this is the second episode on honest versus polite. We discussed a little bit about this in previous thing that, you know, do we want to be polite or honest, and when, which one works better. Sometimes I think in the new era, we are too polite to be honest, generally, at least in this part of the world that we are, which is Canada. And of course, when I say Canada, we are in Regina, in the center of the earth, basically, mm-hmm. as we have discussed it at the beginning.
Yep.
So, and then, but I think, yeah, sometimes we are just going too far with that being polite. It confuses others. For example, when we want to be polite and give compliments, you know, that we don't mean. You have a nice shirt. I love your shirt. Your shirt is ugly. Or I really don't love it. Why should I say something?
Or just don't say anything.
Yeah, just don't say anything. If it's not needed, it's not needed. But sometimes we throw compliments out of that. Of course, maybe this is different than being polite. But when you want to be polite, for example, if you ask, hey, how do you like my shirt? Then, oh, I love it. But if you don't love it, you just don't love it.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. And then we have, when the majority of people behave in a certain way, then the expectations change too. So, for example, because of that, in this part of the world, we are a lot more polite. But when you see, actually, the rest of the world, and I'm talking Europe and, you know, Asia and, you know, Africa and South America, they're a lot more straightforward. That I know for a fact. And because of that, sometimes they come across as rude. But no, that is, I think, is the way that it should be. You know, that we are... You know, we have to be a little bit more honest. Of course, again, as I said, being honest doesn't mean to be rude. You know, and as you discussed it, you know, you brought it up that, you know, sometime in here when we say, I'm going to be very honest with you, as soon as that comes, it has a negative connotation to it, as if I'm going to critique you and I'm going to say something bad. Mm-hmm. Instead of, hey, I'm going to be very honest with you, I'm going to tell you the truth, and then say, hey, I'm really interested to know, you know, what's going on. Mm-hmm. And to be welcoming it. And anyway, so this has when we are trying to be too polite and we are not telling the facts, then we have become fake. Then we are not truthful to ourselves. And again, I'm going to bring an example that, you know, we cannot be brutally honest too. Because when some other people, some at times we see that some people, I'm brutally honest. Well, let's take it easy, buddy. A lot of time, things go in our head that you want to discuss our head, and you know the things that go. I think nobody will talk to us. I mean, can you imagine the number of times that what goes in our head, and but we don't say them because that's not how it works. Mm-hmm. And of course, if everybody did it, then maybe the whole standard would change. But when we think about it, in the past, like 100 years ago or 300 years ago, people were a lot more honest and brutally honest with their feelings. And because of that, we had more, I would say, wars and, you know, fights. I'm not sure if it was because of that, but I wouldn't be too surprised if it was. Versus now, we, you know, hold on a little bit and we become more tactical in some other aspects. But I think sometimes we have gone too far. Again, who is there to judge? This is something that we have to think about to see that are we going too far with this? So being brutally honest doesn't work because then you cannot say just everything and anything. And actually there was this sentence that somebody said, authenticity and honesty does not mean transparently saying everything we think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That can be very dangerous. You do that, you're out. Nobody's going to be talking to you.
Yeah.
And of course, if everybody does that, then the level of expectations completely changes. But again, as I said, if we look back in the past, we were more that way. And as we are advancing, we don't do that because we have realized it doesn't work. But I think from at this end, now we have swung a little bit too far the other way, that sometimes we are so polite that we don't tell the facts anymore and we build up because I cannot tell you what you do that bothers me. I cannot tell you anything. Or if, for example, you're going to be making a mistake, which I believe, for example, is a mistake, even for your own, if I tell you, then, you know, it seems that I have been critiquing you or, you know, I haven't been supportive. Because, for example, I had a friend of mine, she wanted to do a business. I said, that's a very bad idea. And then sometime after she said, Mo, I thought you're a friend. You should be supporting me. I said, so you mean if you want to jump off the bridge and that's your idea, I should come and say, that's awesome. That's a very good idea. Jump, jump, jump. Are you serious? You know, we confuse the words. Yeah. No, this way, I made it a lot more clear. I know a little bit about the business. And no, I believe it's a bad idea. So sometimes we confuse things and sometimes we give them a wrong word. And then by giving it the wrong word, then we start thinking differently and feeling differently about it. Instead of saying, hey, thank you for bringing that up. Instead, we shut the person down. And now the next guy, if wants to be honest, will think twice.
Yeah.
Because we don't allow them.
You know, that brings another thing. My apprentice says this all the time, and it annoys me. And I tell him that it annoys me. And now I can't even think of what the phrase is, but it's to be honest or something like that. And I'm like, what do you mean to be honest? Are you lying to me half the time? Like, you don't have to say that before anything, you know, before you make a comment or something. Like, stop saying
maybe that. Just during those comments.
Because it makes you not trust you anymore. It's like, why now are you to be honest? Well, now you're being honest? Like, yeah. Were you lying to me five minutes ago with what you were saying? Because you didn't tell me that you were being honest with me right now. Like,
yeah,
what's that about?
But now I wanted actually to bring another, example up that, you know, because this was a case that a friend of mine, they have adopted a child who is of a different race.
Mm-hmm.
And they adopted the child when was just a few days old. But the child is growing now is, I believe, like 7-8 years old and is realizing that there is a bit of a difference between him and his siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So he has brought up some stuff and then he was telling me, this buddy of mine, that maybe I'm going to sit him down and tell him that, yeah, you were adopted and this. I said, and I'm going to reason with him, kind of that way. I said, do you think at that age they can understand the reasoning?
How old?
7 or 8 or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I said, can they understand? I said, I'm not a psychologist, but I'm questioning this to see, to look at from a different perspective. I think if it was me, I wouldn't say anything. If he's asking, for example, because he said that he's asking, I said, first of all, just discuss it maybe with a psychologist or somebody who knows more about this stuff. But I would be like this. I said, yeah, you were, you know, your parents, biological parents or somebody else, but you're our child.
Mm-hmm.
And I would put it in a very simple and with no, you know, it's just like, yeah, it is that.
Yeah.
Because the way he said it, he was going to have a conversation with him to sit him down and in a very serious manner. I said, you make this subject very serious. Don't do that.
It's not that big of a deal.
It's not that big of a deal. It's okay.
When you said, oh, it's a different race than them, is that so if it was the same race as you, you wouldn't have the conversation?
Good question.
That's like weird.
You know? Of course, if it was the same race, probably the child wouldn't know.
I guess, but
would come, then they would bring it up maybe later on.
Yeah.
But now because it's a different race that, you know, basically it is seen. I said,
but yeah. Now you can make them feel weird.
I said, the subject is not that important. Yeah. I mean, even if people, they say, because some people that are listening to this, oh no, that's important. I don't think so. It's not. The importance of it is that, do you love the child?
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. Who cares whose child it is?
It doesn't matter.
You know, and they said, just put it in that way. Yeah, you know, we were born, you know, from a different, you know, biological parents, but you are our child and we love you.
Yeah.
Period. And they said, I would not talk more about it. I would just move on as if, you know, hey, did you have your salad?
Yeah.
It is that much.
Yeah, it's nothing.
And
keep in mind, too, that your race isn't your culture.
Absolutely.
You know? So it doesn't matter.
No,
what,
no.
that doesn't have anything to do with anything.
And this, I said, so before you bring that subject up with him, you should resolve it for yourself in your own head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you cannot fake it. So you want to, is it important? He said, no. That if he's of a different race, no. Then it doesn't have to be a serious conversation.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a simple thing. And then if he, of course, as a child, the amount of value you put into it, it becomes that much value. Now, I'm going to just bring another example. Years ago, it was, I had this patient of mine that she's, I think she was like 70 or 70-some year old, and that they were working. She and her husband, both of them were working. So I asked her a question in a very simplistic way. I said, so do you work because you like to work or because of the greed? And then, okay, stop laughing now. No, but seriously.
That's funny.
And then, yeah. And then she said, what? She was taken aback. Well, yeah. That, you know, greed? I said, yeah, sometimes you are working because of the greed. I brought it up in that way, she calmed down. She really calmed down a little bit. I said, yeah, sometimes we do that. Or it's greed, or there are other reasons too.
Was she making big money or something? Or like,
I don't know.
Or was it like she working a minimum wage job?
No,
could it be all that greed?
No. It was not minimum wage. I'm sure they were okay. And of course, there were lots of other reasons. I just didn't give her the option. Myself, my question was not the most appropriate, because for working after age 70, it doesn't mean that. There are tons of other things I could have.
That's fucking hilarious.
I should have asked a very open-ended question. Why do you work? Versus giving her just two options, pick one, you know, or maybe four. And that's it. That's all you get. It cannot be anything else. So that was a fault on my end. But this was the interesting part of it. At the beginning when I said that, she was taken aback. But when I repeated, yeah, sometimes we do that because we are greedy. And then she was
sure.
And she was kind of calmed down, you know, after that. And, you know, we had a conversation. Then she continued, part of it actually is, you know, that sometimes, you know, I'm thinking I need more because I'm worried that, you know, I will not have enough. But again, so what I'm trying to say is the way and the amount of weight that we put to it, it becomes it to the other person. If you just say it loosely, it becomes looser to you. If I want to be very, Bo, I wanted to tell you this, but, you know, there is a, I don't know how to say it, but there is a stain on your shirt. And then if I make it big, so what's up with the stain on the shirt? So why is this so important?
Now you just draw everyone's attention to the stain on my shirt, you dick.
Go find that stain. But anyway, at the end of the day, we have to, you know, the way we present it, the weight that we put to it becomes it. We make something or important or not as important, but as a listener and receiver, and again, it's our responsibility that even if somebody puts it in a very serious way, it says, so it's not that serious, really, is it? For example, we can make the weight less. For example, like the example that in the previous episode I said that this teacher that told the student fat floats, one of the things that, you know, she could have said, you know what, yes, there is some element of truth to that for sure, but, you know, I wish you had put it in a better way.
Yeah.
You know?
That goes into thing too, like the whole, like, people like fat shaming because they're going to tell people the truth so that they'll feel bad and they'll lose weight and I'm helping that person, right? I'm not a big fan of that.
Of course, it's not about,
you
know, just.
I think you have to have a little compassion, because losing weight is really hard, especially if you've had it for like a long time. You got to be a little.
Actually, I'm gonna say this. First of all, it's not just about the fat shaming; it's about a lot of other shaming. We do shame each other for everything and anything.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. Actually, you know, one friend, you know, suggested that I should do a podcast, you know, in this way. Because, for example, if you're rich, if you're poor, if you're happy, if you're sad, if you're, I don't know, strong, if you're weak, in any way, doesn't matter how it is, there is somebody to blame you for that and shame you for it.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, somebody who wants to do that will do it.
Yeah.
Some are easier, I should say that. Some are easier to shame than the other because there are some standards that we have created in the society.
Yeah, and you know, gotta watch out too, because sometimes, like, if you're just making fun and ribbing each other and it's all fun stuff, you know, that's one thing. But when you're actually getting into the shaming realm and you're getting mean, that's when you have to, like, whoa, like, stop. Like,
of course,
like work at a job site and stuff, you know, you're beaking back and forth at people just in fun, you know, and it's, you know, and everyone gets a little, make it a nickname or make it something, right? But there's a point where it stops.
As long as
I've seen it go too far sometimes with people, and it's like, whoa, like.
And this is, as long as we are aware that, you know, nobody gets hurt in this, you know, a funny joke is supposed to be funny for majority and almost everybody.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be a way of, like, it's actually a way of camaraderie almost, right? But then there's a big difference when you're getting mean and you're getting, like, shaming.
And that is true. These are some of the
words.
You know, of course, we brought up some examples in this past two podcasts that just to create a bit of awareness that where is the line, because that keeps changing, you know, depending on which environment we are, what time of the day it is, really, how we deal with each other, what mood we are, just to be a little bit more conscientious. But something that I have said that I'm going to repeat again, I said the most important part, don't worry about the words as much as you worry about where it comes from.
You worry about the words.
I'm gonna go back again. If you care about somebody, and if the other party, part of it goes back to the responsibility of the other party too, that you pay attention where it comes from. It is a two-way thing. It's not just my responsibility that I'm saying it, it's your responsibility who is the receiver end.
That's true. But but words have meaning, and words mean something, so you can't just go in there with
I'm not dismissing that completely. You're arguing with me? Now you're blaming me? You're shaming me on that?
That's righty.
No, you know, to some extent, I would say personally, most of it goes on the body language and, you know, where it comes from. If you tell me something, it's different than somebody else.
Yeah.
And this is, I think we know about this. If, for example, I come and say something bad about my own family is one thing. But if you say bad about my family, it's a different thing. Unless if you're a part of the family. You know, so a lot of it where it comes from. Yeah. And then, so again, now it is important to be careful with the words. But again, at the end of the day, the most important is where it comes from. Otherwise, it becomes fake. I really believe that. You know, we can be all the politeness and etiquette, you can have that, but it's not going to work. And sometimes we feel that. And that's it. It is a both parties thing. I'm not saying it works every single time, but it will work most of the time, because this has happened I run with this group that is it's a bigger group of us. Once, for example, something had happened, somebody says to somebody, "Oh, this person said that. Who said that? That's terrible." It was Mo. Oh, okay, it's okay, because they know when I say it, I'm saying it, I don't know, with a different tone from it comes from a different place. So they are okay with me sometimes, you know, saying some words or things. And I have said this before too. Sometimes people, they think that with the way that I behave or that I say stuff, that I should have got into trouble, or, for example, I should have had complaint against me. You know, as a physiotherapist, I haven't had any, believe it or not. I definitely have had sometimes people, they have taken it the wrong way. That's for sure. But very few and far in between. But most of the time, I can assure you this, I have a very good relationship with my clients. That is not just a client base. It is we really care for each other, because I really keep it genuine, you know. But anyway, at the end of the day, you know, again,
I'm not even going to make any jokes about that. Continue.
But again, at the end of the day, it's more important where it comes from. And so as somebody who makes the, you know, provides the feedback or the receiver, and both parties, we should pay attention to that part. And again, if I say something that I have been honest about it, or, for example, I want to say it honestly and I really don't know how to put it, one way is that, hey, Bo, I want to put in the best way. I don't know how to do it. Help me with that. But this is what I wanted to say. You know, just, and I ask you to come and help me in my wording, because sometimes really I cannot do it. And again, is it going to work every time? Absolutely not. Is it going to work most of the time? I assure you it does. We are often, most people are good, and, you know, we try to be, you know, helping each other. And then if it's a receiver, and again, if, for example, you come and tell me something that it was, let's say, harmful or not harmful, but hurtful, maybe I can come back and say that, Bo, thank you for bringing that up. But, you know, I wish you would have brought it up in a different way. You could have put it in a different package for future in case. But again, thanks for being honest and letting me know. So this is, I think, something that we can practice a bit more.
Yeah.
I hope I made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Now you've been polite. Okay. Again, at the end, you know, again, I hope that you listened, enjoyed this podcast as well as, you know, find it helpful. Again, more than anything, honest to God, I will be more than happy to hear feedbacks, not comments, but feedbacks. And feedbacks is what you feel. It's about you, how you feel, and what kind of effect it has had on you. Doesn't matter what it is. I would be more than happy to hear about those. And, you know, if you can tell me, you know, or publicly or privately, whatever, it would be awesome. Again, thanks for listening. And we will see you hopefully on the next podcast. And at the same time, again, don't forget, life is simple. We make it complicated. Thanks all.
Bye.
Bye.